Mark and Veronica, 99.5 QIK. It's our weekend in one sound. There we go. You hear that? It's a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Harley Davidson motorcycle.
I think that's been your sound 2 weeks in a row.
Well, you know, so I'm in the, I was.
You were.
I was. In the Burt's Barracuda Harley Davidson Riding Academy. All right. Wanted to get my motorcycle license. So last week I had classroom. This past weekend, Saturday, I had 7 hours of Riding Academy out on the road, and then 7 hours yesterday.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
You're not even going to ask me if I passed and got my motorcycle endorsement.
Did you pass?
Neither of you have asked. I'm disappointed.
You know why? Because I assume that you passed. I think there is nothing about you that makes me think that you would not pass that.
I believe that.
I passed. Hey! I had a lot of fun. And I don't want to brag. I got a perfect score. I was only one in the class.
That's bragging. Store.
It is. It's just the truth.
It's the truth.
Perfect story. Man, I had a blast, though. So, yeah, I got it done.
Somebody says, I don't mean to be rude, and then they're about to say something like super heinous. I don't mean to brag, but.
Yeah. I mean, how else do you say you were the best?
I'm number one.
I don't mean to brag, but I got 100%.
I was the best.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
That is awesome.
Thanks, man. I had a lot of fun, and it was cool, and. You kind of create it's cool. You kind of create a bond with those people you're out there with because you're doing something different, and it's you get all the feels you haven't had before. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. There's a lot of adrenaline on a bike cruising around, and now I'm kind of like. So I woke up this morning and I was like, "Oh, I got a new idea. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to travel the world on a motorcycle." Because you get all these crazy. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to.
Are you planning on having 7 sidecars?
Ooh,
where's your family going?
Oh, that's right. See. That's the thing about when you get in this, like, this freedom motorcycle thing, you forget, like, your life. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I was the best in the class. I feel like I should do something with it.
True.
I don't want to mention that anymore.
I never doubted you for a second.
Thank you. I appreciate
honest
that.
Honest to God, that's why I wasn't like, oh, did you pass?
And it was cool because it started raining crazy yesterday. So in my mind, you have to become someone else. I'm in, like, this action moving, cruising through, like, this storm, you know, and I'm going to, like, save the world. Seriously. I got all this, like, bam! Number one in the class. All right, Veronica, what do you got here? Weekend in one sound.
This was the highlight of my weekend.
Oh, no.
In Sync.
Oh, no. What happened?
Joey Fatone from In Sync. I met him.
You met him?
I did.
I met him.
And how did we go from Harley Davidson motorcycles to In Sync? That's never happened before.
So you know Joey Fatone has a food truck.
Right.
He lives in Orlando, and he's got his Fat Ones food truck.
His last name is, if you break it up, it's Fat One.
Yeah.
And he, by the way, did gain a lot of weight at some point. I think he looks a little better now.
He does. He looks good. But his food truck was at the Keel and Curly Winery Blueberry Festival over the weekend on Saturday when I was there. And this, to me, was the coolest moment of all, besides the fact that he was just a super nice guy. So his people actually went out into the Keel farm that they have out there, harvested fresh onions, and they brought those onions to the food truck.
And you say harvest. I mean, they just ripped them out of the ground.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And they used those onions in the food truck that day. So it was literally farm to table.
Now, were you fangirling because he was from NSYNC, or were you more impressed about what he's doing now? Be honest. I mean, what was...
I think a little of both.
No, come on.
It's NSYNC.
Yeah, it's the NSYNC.
It's NSYNC.
If he was just like, hey, I'm Joey and I got this Fat Ones food truck, you'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. But come on, let's be honest, right?
Well, yeah, duh.
Did you get a picture with him?
I did.
Oh,
I posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the funny thing was when he came out of the food truck and he was saying hi to people, I was overly excited and I feel like I shouted my name.
Hi, I'm Veronica!
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Man.
He was walking around, and I was like, I'm Veronica! I couldn't control my volume.
You're all red and blushing and everything.
It's exciting!
You never met him before? First time?
No. I'd seen him, because like he was in Vegas for the ACMs 1 year.
Yeah.
This was
cool. That's pretty cool. You know, they were so big at one point, the biggest thing ever in pop music, and now he's got a food truck. I mean, that's just cool that he's like, yeah, I'm just gonna do what I want to do.
Yep.
Good job. You wanna, are you done?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my
Very excited. Kevin, what's your weekend in one sound?
Mine will be quick, and this will speak for pretty much everybody in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what happened yesterday.
Very Hurricane Irma-esque yesterday.
It was eerie.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, it was bad winds.
Then a tornado warning in Pinellas. Yep. I couldn't believe I was outside on the motorcycle, and I was like, then the phone alerts start going off. I was like, man, this just got real.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
You were super manly yesterday.
Well, like, it's number one in the class.
Riding a motorcycle?
Number one.
Storm.
I'm a man.